A leading private boarding school has said it would allow a boy to wear a skirt if requested. Richard Maloney, the headmaster of Uppingham School in Rutland, whose former pupils include the broadcaster Stephen Fry, said any boy who said he wanted to wear a skirt would be treated sympathetically. Is that something you would support in schools throughout Northern Ireland? 030 30 80 55 55. Let's discuss this with the commentators Emma Wolfe and Lynette Burrows. Good morning to you. Lynette, what do you think?
No, I think we're a mad world, and I think they ought to keep it out of the schools as much as they possibly can.
Keep what out?
This obsession, this narcissistic obsession with exactly what your personality is. Just get on with being a child, as they mostly do. These are ideas that no child would ever occur to a child. I think it's terribly inhibiting to tell children that they can't. I mean, what about tomboys? I was always a tomboy at school. One of my sons used to love to sew. Now it would be a cause for concern. Perfectly innocent activity.
When you were a tomboy, were you allowed to wear trousers or dress like a boy?
No. Well, of course one, because girls do wear trousers. But
yes, they do now. But it hasn't always been the case. There was a time where, you know, skirts would have been something that girls would have wore and they wouldn't have wore trousers. I'm talking many years ago.
But, you know, you can't pretend that fashion is completely innocent. Nowadays, girls are allowed to wear trousers. But the point is that tomboys and have always existed.
Are you maybe not doing enough justice to this issue, Lynette, given that it's 2018 and our current and growing understanding of transgender people and the issues and the needs that they have?
No, I don't think so. I think it's a terrible fashion that's going along.
What do you mean, a fashion? A fashion to be transgender?
Yes, of course.
Now, you know that will be very offensive to people that are identify as transgender. And what they will say, this is not something that has become more of a growing issue. This is something that people are more open to talk about.
Stephen, it's no good having a programme where you refer to anybody's opinion that differs from the norm as offensive.
Well, Emma Wolfe might want to come on. Emma, you'll not call me Stephen, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'll call you Vinny. I think Lynette makes a really good point, which is my point, which is girls have been able to dress like tomboys forever. We've always been able to wear trousers and skirt and shorts and things like that. Why on earth shouldn't boys be able to wear skirts? You know, yes, it is an unusual idea. It is. But
is it really that unusual?
It's 2018, as you say, and we need to adapt. And you know what? This has nothing to do with education. What you are wearing, what is in your underwear, what is on your body, what is on your clothes, has absolutely nothing to do. Gender-neutral uniform, it helps to move away from those stereotypes. Maybe it helps young people to experiment with their own identities, but it has nothing to do with education, and it doesn't do any harm.
Lynette?
Listen, just by saying it has nothing to do with education doesn't wave a magic wand and make the whole concept disappear. Actually, allowing a boy to go to school in a skirt,
if he wants to and feels comfortable doing so,
much more than anything else. Sorry?
What harm does that do, that he's sitting there in his classroom wearing a skirt instead of shorts? I mean, they're almost...
The other boys in the class will bully him and tease him.
Not at all. There is
obviously a possibility, Emma, that that will happen.
Of course there is. You just don't know boys if you don't think that that will happen.
If I could get a word in, this is exactly the way to challenge those kind of bullying, silly stereotypes, is by starting early and allowing that kind of thing at school. And you know what? Children and young people are far more open-minded than older people like us, thinking that it matters. Really, they are.
And you know what? If you just say something in a school mommy voice, it doesn't make it true. And
you'll find...
Sorry,
was I using a school mommy voice?
Yes, very school mommy voice.
So it's just my voice, and I apologise, Lynette.
No, it's not that, it's what you're saying. The idea that you can say, of course boys won't, they shouldn't do that, it's very old-fashioned, good heavens. Of course they will, because children always try to make one another conform.
No. Children and young people are far more open-minded than older people like us.
Oh, yes.
Honestly, they are. I have a student who wears makeup. I have a male teenage student who wears makeup.
Mm.
You know?
Would you disagree with that, Lynette?
What?
With men or boys in school wearing makeup if they want to?
Yes, I do.
What about kilts, for example? You know, there are certain
meals. You talk about cultural differences. You might as well say that a boy can come to school dressed as a red Indian. It won't cause any comment because you're just being bigoted if you see anything wrong with it. They should leave children to grow up untainted by all these things that are going on around them.
But of course, the traditional view of things, Lynette.
Experimenting.
The traditional view, Lynette, is we try and make people fit into a box of either male or female. And for a long time, if you felt outside that, then there was the perception was from some that there was something wrong with you. And times are changing, Lynette.
Yes, but at the moment there's a tremendous push going on to make this delusion widely available, even to children who can't cope with it.
Okay, and there'll be many that will disagree with delusion.
And they're bullied and all that sort of thing.
Just finally, Emma, you mentioned the word experiment. Is there any danger when it comes to experimenting that the free rein is too much and you don't have that guidance that you might have had years ago?
No, what do you mean too much? When I was little, my brothers dressed up in princess dresses and sometimes we wore trousers and children dress as all sorts of things. It doesn't matter. It makes absolutely no difference to their education.
Your last word on this, Lynette?
Well, of course, what she's talking about is not the same as sending a boy to school or allowing a boy to go to school in a skirt.
Okay.
Stressing up, and it actually argues for the fact that there is a norm.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you very much, Lynette Burrows and Emma Wolfe.